This afternoon on KGHL, we want to talk about homelessness and raising funds for homelessness and just family in general, Family Promise of Yellowstone Valley. And in studio today, we have Leif and Felicia. How are you both?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
We want to talk just briefly on Beach Blizzard here before we find out Felicia's story and more about Family Promise for the few out there in KGHL country that may not have heard about it. Give us the brief on Family Promise.
So, Family Promise, we help homeless families achieve and sustain independence through a community response to homelessness. Mm-hmm. So, we unify over 30 congregations, lots of partnering agencies, and over 1,400 volunteers each year to help the homeless families that we serve.
What do you offer those homeless families?
So when a homeless family comes into Family Promise, mm-hmm. first of all, we offer them love and we accept them as they are, where they are, and help them find the path to sustainability. So that looks for each family very different. What are their barriers? What are they going through?
Right.
And then we give them intensive case management. We do take care of all their basic essentials so they can save and really help them get that long-term sustainability. Mm-hmm. Last year, we had a 90% success rate, long-term success rate with the families that we serve.
Wow. Taking the worry off their shoulders just for the little bit of time to help them realize, yes, you can do it. You can get out there and you can build a life.
Absolutely. When people are in crisis, they don't have brain capacity to think ahead. They're trying mm-hmm. to survive today. So when they come into Family Promise, they start to get out of that crisis mode and be able to think, where do I want to be next week? What do I need to do? And be able to plan long term.
Denise Smith, Northern News Network news director, told me you have a very storied story to tell. So do you want to give me a little bit about that?
Sure. Denise is fantastic, and I love her. Mm-hmm. And so my story is, over 6 years ago, I was in the program.
Okay.
I was homeless in town since I was 17 years old here in Billings. And then I had two children, two sons, mm-hmm. and I just didn't have the life skills or the support system to know how to live life. And when I came into Family Promise, I didn't feel like a number. I didn't feel like a statistic. Mm-hmm. I felt like a person, and they were there to help me, and they really have help me, and now I get to go and help others get out of that same situation.
It's kind of a full circle, feel good moment, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
And that's good to hear that it worked out for you. You are living, walking, and succeeding proof of Family Promise.
Yes.
Our Beach Blizzard event. Let's really go into depth on this here.
Sure. No, it's obviously a great way to kind of warm up in the middle of the winter months. And obviously it's on February 29th this year, which is Leap Day. And so as Felicia likes to say, you shouldn't have any plans because this day did not exist for you before until now. So mm-hmm. You've got some time to come down to it. It's at the Doubletree, of course, downtown, February 29th. It's really a toast to celebrate 15 years for Family Promise, serving the families here and here in Billings, which is amazing. And so not only a great celebration, but obviously a way to raise some money, raise some mm-hmm. funds so we can have more success stories like Felicia. Felicia and I actually met through the chamber, through a mentor-mentee program. And, of course, I heard her story and got to meet her and fell in love with her. And it's been amazing to see really our community not only see that but embrace her. So not only is she a success story through Family Promise, she's really a success story in our community and throughout our community. And just like you said, a living testimonial. So it takes money, it takes time and programming and people to do that. And so through Beach Blizzard, that gives us an opportunity to go out and affect more lives mm-hmm. and have more of Felicia-type stories.
Listeners out there, how can they help out Family Promise and continue to create more success stories?
Yeah, absolutely. They can get on online, get onto the website, familypromiseyv.org, mm-hmm. or they can just call down to the center that itself, talk with Felicia. They can get you all set up with tickets, sponsorship opportunities. We'll have live auction, silent auction, all kinds of great things going on at the event. And so really, it's kind of a can't-miss thing. Plus, who doesn't want to hang out at a beach in February? I don't know if we have a little bit of time, but it'd be cool if Felicia just for a minute could talk about the diaper drive and the diaper bank and that whole deal. If mention that, I think that's
100%.
Really cool.
Tell us about it.
So one of the programs that Family Promise has besides just the emergency shelter is we have a community diaper bank. Mm-hmm. So anybody in the community, any parent will know, diapers are super expensive. And when you have to pay $1,500 a month rent and buy food, and your pay is, you know, $2,000 a month, diapers can be a little bit a stretch for some people. So they can just come down to our day center, get some free diapers, and then we can also see other ways that we can help them. It's become one of our best preventative services that we offer to the community, because when you're talking about family homelessness, parents may be a little scared to come out and say, hey, I don't know where me and my kids are going to sleep tonight. Is CPS going to be called? You know, what's going to happen? But when we build those relationships with diapers, they can come out and ask for that. So that's a big deal. And all of our diapers are done through donations in the community. So if maybe you don't have kids, maybe you're a grandparent and they're kind of out of that stage, we always need diapers donated. You can drop them off at our office. You can send them through Amazon. Our office is located at 10 South 26th Street, right across the street from the field house. You know, who wants to see a baby go without?
Nobody. That's who. Nobody. Beach Blizzard.
Yeah. 2 weeks left, February 29th, again at the Doubletree for help homeless families, like Felicia said, sustain and achieve sustainability.
To get a sponsor a table or buy some tickets, we do both. You can call me at the office. Our number is 406-294-7432. Or you can go online to our website, as Leif said, and sign up for some tables that way. Give me a call and I'll hook you up with whatever you need.
Leif and Felicia, thank you for coming into KGHL today. And we look forward to finding out how this went afterward.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.